oddest bit of rejoiner music I think we have. I'm not complaining. I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying it's odd. Could you turn that up just a little bit, Abby? Is that as loud as it goes? It sounds like it's like done by all machines, doesn't it? Maybe that's what it has. All right. We turn to Jay Young, founder and CEO, King Operating Corporation, author of The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing, contributing writer at Forbes and Kiplinger. And he's here to tell us what he thinks oil prices are doing or going or when this will end or anything else, Jay Young, you want to tell us. Hi, it's Paul.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are we doing?
Man, I tell you what, it's been a ride. We've been on a ride with these oil prices and what's going on down here. I mean, it was $67 a barrel, you know, come two Fridays ago, and all of a sudden it went up a lot. Obviously, to 119, and now it's down to in the 80s, the high 80s, but it's in the 80s. And you know, what's going on is just, you know, a lot of uncertainty about what's going to happen with oil prices. And when President Trump comes out and says, hey, I'll tell you what, if you guys continue bombing tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, what's going to happen is I'm going to hit you 20 times harder. People listen.
Well, they don't take it lightly. Wait, let me catch up. We haven't had any bombs yet, have we?
No, but there's been some, you know.
There's been a lot of threats, yeah.
And they're threatening, and Iran is saying, hey, yeah, that's what we're going to do, and they're afraid that this, you know, Ayatollah's son is going to come in, and he's going to go, hey, well, I want to make a name for myself. Let's do something crazy, but I think.
Well, he's got to go because, I mean, he lost a father, a wife, a mother, a son. I mean, he's got nothing to lose now.
Exactly. And Trump said that, and I thought it was brilliant what he said. Was hey, any problem with this, and I'm gonna hit you 20 times harder than you've ever been hit. And like I said, you can't take it lightly when he talks.
You know, it's funny to me. You don't know this, Jay Young, founder and CEO of King Operating Corporation, author of The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing. The funny part for me is how the mainstream media, the institutional media, has never said these words. Gee, oil's at $80 a barrel, right at about where it was when President Joe Biden was in office. Or that, when Joe Biden was in office in June of 2022, gas was over $5 a gallon. They've never said anything like that because they never made a big deal out of our president lowering gas prices. But man, are they making a big deal out of the gas prices going up. And so far, they're only going up as high as they were when Biden was in office. Doesn't anyone see the hypocrisy here?
Yeah, no, they don't. I mean, people want to believe what they can and they want to gripe where they can. And right now, it's all about Trump and the seven people that have given up their lives for our freedom and to do away with the Iranian regime and for us to live safer. I couldn't imagine what anybody else in office would have done or not done with all the information having in front of you. And President Trump does not mind acting. He does not mind acting and doing exactly what's in the best interest of our country. You know, so I think that is very, you know, I think it's just one of the best things that we could do is have our president in there and do what we're doing right now. And we're going to have, you know, independence, and we're going to have more freedom and, you know, obviously we're not going to be afraid of nuclear weapons.
And, Jay Young,
and I'm just thankful.
I'm just going to tell people, because I wouldn't have known this either, about King Operating Corporation. Founded in 1996, King Operating Corporation is an experienced independent oil and gas operating company with over 200 combined years of industry experience developing and producing oil and gas fields across several basins. You are committed to creating value for your investors by offering opportunities for tax advantages, monthly distributions, and a potential multiple on invested capital. Are people actively still investing in oil and gas?
Oh, 100%. They want those tax write-offs. They want the monthly income. And they want to read my book, and the reason is because they don't want a bad deal. People get involved in bad deals. They want to know somebody that knows what they're doing. Obviously, there's no guarantees, but they want a free, they want a fair shot. You know, I mean, I know that some people that you can invest with here in town, in Dallas, you can invest in some of these people here in town. You'll never make money. I don't care what if you hit a barrel or 1,000 barrels a day. It's not gonna, you're not going to make any money because of the way the structure is. And our deal is different. I'm, like I said, you've been in the business since 1996. I'm fourth generation oil and gas guy. I grew up in the business. I love the business. And our job and my drive every day is to let's do something for our shareholders and our people that, you know, fill out our website. I'll send you a free copy of my book called The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing. The second edition is going to come out in the next few months. I've changed up some things, but the big thing is oil prices may come down when the war is over, but they're not going to come down that much. And the reason why is because we're not drilling for oil and gas in the United States like we were before. We're not drilling like we were before. Number one. Number two, wells decline in production.
I thought we were drilling more than ever.
We're not in the last 3 years. We've shut that down. Rig count's down a lot. It's down a lot. We're producing about as much oil as we ever have. Well, it's starting to come down now, but we were producing as much as we ever have.
All right, contributing writer at Forbes and Kiplinger. You just heard about his book and his new one coming out, The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing. There'll be a part two to that. And you can get it if you go to the website. What's the website?
KingOperating.com. K-I-N-G. KingOperating.com.
KingOperating.com. King, K-I-N-G. KingOperating.com. Jay Young, founder and CEO of King Operating Corporation. Thanks for sharing your opinion and your expertise.
Absolutely. Anytime. Call me back anytime. Let's talk next week or the next week for an update. Always an update in the oil and gas space.
Okay.
Thank you. New information.
I believe that, my friend. One day I'll tell you about my investment in an oil well a long time ago. It's not pretty, but we'll talk again. You take care. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It is 1:43 at WJR.